Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The city of Minneapolis, police, city council, how they work together, how oversight takes place always is a hot topic. Have they made the right decision? You have strong opinions on both sides because the Minneapolis Police Department will now have different oversight. Reading from the Randy First story, the proposed ordinance would replace the current oversight structure with a community commission on police oversight consisting of 15 civilian members. The ordinance, drafted by the Minneapolis Civil Rights Department in collaboration with city attorney's offices, is expected to be introduced by City Council President Andrea Jenkins, voted on next week. Under the proposal, all commission members would have a chance to sit on smaller review panels to consider citizen complaints against police and recommend changes in police policies and procedures. Among those individuals who voted yes on the Public Health and Safety Committee is the man who represents Ward 3. Ward 3 is made up of parts of downtown Northeast Minneapolis and Marcy Homes. Ward 3 representative Michael Rainville. Michael joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Michael, thank you very much for coming on. Why should people who live in Minneapolis or care about Minneapolis feel like that this decision is going to lead this city on a better path on an everyday basis and on those significant cases where police oversight is required and necessary? Why should they feel like if this is approved, the city is in a better spot?
Well, Chad, thank you for having me. And first, I have to say, I have such fond memories of reading your father's columns, but most importantly, walking into Murray's and watching him hold court in his corner booth. So that I'll cherish that all my life. Your father was on
that guy. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
And you're welcome. So, and the apple hasn't fallen too far from the tree. But
thanks.
The people of Minneapolis should be very grateful for this ordinance. Is it absolutely 100% perfect? No, it'll be modified. It'll be changed. But it's a great, great start to a new level of accountability for the police and to having our citizens understand how this new model of policing will be working in our city. You have to remember, we have an excellent new chief in Chief O'Hara. We have a seasoned veteran in our new Commissioner of Public Safety, and this will only enhance the citizens' ability to communicate with them and to make us a better city.
So part of what's going to happen here, and this was a proposal that was changed, where initially Mayor Fry would have two appointments of the 15, the council would appoint 13, the mayor would select the chair. But now this was approved where the mayor will have seven members, the council eight, And some of the critics have spoken out and said, no, the members should be elected, not selected. Why should they be selected by the powers that be as opposed to they are elected?
Well, you know, you can't have elections for everything. The city has commissions. We have a very thoughtful process. And I understand that there are community members that want to have representation on this board, and it would behoove them to strengthen the relationship with both the council and the mayor's office and get themselves appointed to it.
Why not have three of them? Why not have the mayor have five, the city council have five? In some way, I agree, we cannot vote on every single thing. I understand that. We have representative democracy. But on something which is so essential, Michael, you know this. You've been a part of the city for a long, long time. Police oversight is a huge issue. Why not allow the public to be more directly involved, and so they have a third, council has a third, and the mayor has a third?
Well, Chad, I would ask for the patience of everyone to see how this new structure goes. And we on the council, all of us, are open to making changes. This will be hotly debated. We are still under a microscope, you know, and that came up in the testimony yesterday, that the murder of George Floyd has put a microscope on the city like no other city has. So as we take this very important step, we all have to have our eyes open and understand, is it working? Is it not working? How can we change it? And the change you mentioned about elected, and there were very strong voices heard yesterday about that. That is not a no for the future. Perhaps that might happen.
So if this gets its final approval and people are paying attention, how long until that the council and the mayor would have the ability through potentially, sadly, what could happen in town or the way the public reacts and say, okay, this basis is pretty good, but we want to refine it. How long before you would look and say, we've seen enough, we need to tinker with this, or we need to maybe potentially make a significant change with this?
Well, you know, I'm reluctant to give a calendar span of time here, but I will reassure you and your listeners that Council President Jenkins, Council Vice President Palmisano, Mayor Fry, they all will be monitored, as will every single person on this council. And as you are all aware, we have very divergent voices on the council. So if and when those changes need to be made, they'll be made quickly and they'll be well debated.
So let's talk about those divergent voices to the listeners out there who politically, they lean right. They're conservatives, they're Republicans. And they hear you, Michael Rainville, man who represents Ward 3, and say, no, no, no. It's just a variety of different Democrats, and that isn't divergent enough. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I would say don't get confused by political labels on a ballot. Look at how people vote and how they speak and how they act. And you'll see that the city of Minneapolis has become a very balanced city council, and that is why we're moving forward. You saw that in how we voted for all of our department heads, how we voted for the Commissioner of Public Safety. And amazingly, we had a 13-0 vote on the new chief of police, Chief O'Hara. So we are a balanced council, and that balance has shifted towards the future and moving the city forward. We are a city that is coming back.
So let's talk Brian O'Hara. As you know better than I, Madaria Arredondo was highly respected within the police department and really within the city. And obviously George Floyd happened, and it became a conversation throughout the entire globe. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who look at Rondo and say, that was a police officer that knew the force extraordinarily well and did a very good job. Why should people believe that Chief O'Hara is now a better fit moving forward?
Well, Chief O'Hara is in the right spot at the right time. He's 43 years old. He has an incredible energy that a young man that age has. He has 21 years experience. He has 4 years experience working with a Department of Justice decree, consent decree, and that will be visited upon us probably in another 4 or 5 months, and we'll have to work with that. He has that experience. And I will tell you that this is a city that goes back and forth between promoting from within and bringing in someone from the outside. And this was the right time to bring someone in from the outside. And as skeptical as police officers can be with their job and their leadership, when we appointed him, when we voted on his appointment, the amount of officers, off-duty officers who came down to that hearing to stand behind them in their dress uniforms to show him that they supported him, it was very touching. It was overwhelming. I saw that not only in the city council chambers, but then the night that he was sworn in, publicly sworn in at Shiloh Temple in North Minneapolis. There were hundreds of off-duty police officers that came down on their own time to support the chief, to just physically be present. He is the right person at the right time for this city.
How many officers do you need right now? How much of an increase do you need to make this city safer? I know it matters, and you just laid out the case for Chief O'Hara and others, and I know the majority. I personally believe the majority of the officers still on the force are very good at what they do. But I think it's clear you don't have enough. What's the right number? What's realistic about that? Because you're under 600 now. Do you know the precise number at this point?
It's a little over 500, Chad. You know, it varies with sick time and injuries. Police get hurt a lot. But, you know, I'll go back to Chief Arredondo because I agree, you know, what a brilliant man he was. And during the budget process in 2018, the council back then asked him, what he foresaw as the future force needs, the staffing in 2024. So really a year from where we are now. At that time, they had 900 officers. And he told the council then that he needed 1,200 to do policing right by 2024. So compare that 1,200 number from Chief Arredondo to the current number we have of a little over 500. That's a big gap.
Well, now, that's frightening, said that, right? I mean, can I just jump in for listen?
Sure.
It's your show. Work downtown. I end up doing a little bit more remote because of the health of my son, but whether it was the Timberwolves or CCO or living downtown or I'm going downtown later today, I still believe in Minneapolis, okay? Are there parts of downtown I don't go to as much as I once did? Yes. But for the person who's sitting there and listening to you, and I appreciate your honesty, I really do, because a lot of people tap dance on the number and say, now, wait a second. We have 700 fewer officers than the former police chief believed we needed. And a lot of people thought he was exactly right. How should I feel the city is safe?
Well, since that time, you know, as a society, we always change. We're always getting better. And we have come to realize that we can make up. Part of our public safety is not so much uniformed officers. We can make up for that with behavioral crisis response workers, social workers, and addressing our homeless population. Part of our crime is how many people are literally living on our streets. And filling these social needs for people lessen the need for uniformed officers. So we're learning how to adjust our public safety here in Minneapolis. And again, we are a city on the rise, Chad. We are rebuilding. We will be a model for other cities. And no one amplifies that more than Chief O'Hara and his attitude. He stayed.
So last thing before I let you go, sir, what will show us, let's say we have this conversation December 2nd, 1 year from today, what will I need to see? What will our listeners need to see to say, Michael Rainville wasn't just optimistic. He was right that the city of Minneapolis is on the rise. What tangibly needs to happen?
What you will see is a higher office attendance. You'll see the continual growth of the residential of downtown. You know, when you talk about our offices, there's actually a little bit of a rush hour here on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And boy, if you want to go eat lunch in a Skyway, you better go at 11:30 because there's some long lines in the restaurant. Our offices are coming back, but the events are coming back the most. The biggest comeback story in the city of Minneapolis is the attendance at the pro sports games, the concerts, the theaters, the people coming from outstate Minnesota to have a nice weekend in downtown, filling our hotels. You'll see the continual growth of that. And when we talk on December 2nd next year, that will have been proven. The numbers will be there. The employment will be up. The taxes will be up. Downtown will be hustling and bustling even more than it is today, Chad.
We'll talk 1 year from today. Michael, thank you very much for coming on and answering our questions. I appreciate it, sir.
Oh, okay, it's a date 1 year from today.
You got it. Ward 3 rep Michael Rainville on a police oversight board and the comeback. So you hear that. Couple things stand out. He's honest. Little over 500 officers. And Rhonda wanted over 1,200. I thought it was 1,400, by the way, but Michael probably knows it better. Not probably. Michael knows it better than me. So that's 700 behind. When you hear that, what do you think? 651-461-9226. And for you to believe that Michael was prescient, that he was right, that Minneapolis is on the comeback trail, and that 1 year from now, we saw these metrics. What would you need to see for you to believe Minneapolis is on the way back and for you to spend more time in Minneapolis? Not if you never came downtown before, you're out of the mix. I don't want to hear, I'm never coming back. Well, maybe you never came downtown to begin with. So you really don't fit in the question. What would you need to see? We'll have time for some text on this one. Text me right now, 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We'll talk Christine McVie. And more broadly, the artists who you just think of about growing up, or just if they passed, it would really hit you like Christine McVie was with so many people. We're reacting to Michael Rainville, Ward 3 rep, and what he had to say about the police oversight board, and also on police numbers and number of officers. And Michael's saying repeatedly that Minneapolis is on the way back, and asking you, what will you need to see to feel like the city really is on the way back? Among the texts, I agree that officer numbers are bad, but you're stressing 1,400 police officers. That's the 2024 estimate, and we're at the end of 2022. Don't stir the pot so much. This person sends the don't stir the pot so much text a lot. My job is not to stir the pot. My job is not to tamp down the pot. My job is to find stories that are in the news and reflect and react to them. We have 500 officers in a booming city of Minneapolis. If you think there's going to be 900 more in 2024, I need to consume a little bit of the edible that you're enjoying right now. more officers working in the streets among the individuals texting on what would bring it back. More street parking. More restaurants opening up. I love Orchestra Hall and the Guthrie. Also, the Oversight Committee needs to be a mixture of people, not only the ones the Democrats want in there. As someone who used to come to downtown Minneapolis 3 to 4 nights a week, will not return. It would take a lot, much more than just seeing more officers on the streets. I will admit my situation a little more unique. When I'm traveling with thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment, I'm an easy target. Chad, crime numbers have to come down. We don't need another police incident to set us back 2 years. Just having a police officer in a car makes citizens feel safe. I rarely see officers downtown except moving traffic after games. Well, we also have, you know, part of it, Dave, and I know I still see it, is the parked vehicles and the effect that has. I don't know yet about Chief O'Hara. He absolutely impressed people. He's been on a couple of the shows. Why don't we set up where we interview him next week? Okay. And I've heard some of the other interviews. I think he's been very good. Medary Arredondo also was one of those individuals, for some reason, didn't do many interviews. But I'll tell you what, you want to have an impressive interview with somebody. Medary Arredondo at the top of the list. I think you can come up with a lot of ideas. If you don't have the individuals, you're facing a lot of challenges. That doesn't mean you don't try things, you don't come up with creative. Numbers downtown is enormously important. With people going downtown, with businesses opening downtown, with businesses either requiring or encouraging more people to go downtown. The hyperbole of it's never safe downtown, that's just a lie. We have outlying incidents during the day. We've had those too often. But if anybody says that we don't have more areas which are less safe, well, they're lying too. I hope he's right. And for the folks who say, I don't care, you're a fool. I mean, blunt, you're a fool. Because Minneapolis is the economic engine of this state. And when Minneapolis suffers, indirectly, everybody else suffers. Because you want the best economic opportunity and potential and driving force from your bigger cities. Everybody then benefits. Music of your life, music that still matters a lot to you. That part of the conversation after traffic and weather on CCO.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Christine McVie brings us back. It was about this time yesterday when the news broke that she passed away. We're playing tunes for her all day. I'll also let you know, Dave, that getting Q off the bus, I went down on the ice. I went right down.
Oh, no. So, were you wearing the proper footwear, or was this your mistake?
No. No, I was not. I was wearing my On tennis shoes. So I will survive, I think. So passes away. There were a lot of good obits. I picked this one from the New York Times because some of the items, and some people saw some of the stuff yesterday. It's worth touching on again. With the greatest hits from Fleetwood Mac when it was released in 1988, it sold 8 million copies, by the way. She either co-wrote half of the tracks. That doubled the next prolific member. Okay, Rumors is still one of the most enormous albums of all time, how it just dominated everything in 1977. You know, all the relationship stuff, all the divorces which were going on with Fleetwood Mac, and I was reminded again, so she divorces John McVie, who's in the band, her husband. Her song, You Make Loving Fun, celebrates her affair she was having with the band's lighting director. Okay. And at first she told McVie, then her ex, it was a song about her dog. Meanwhile, she's throwing down, I mean, with the lighting director. And all that stuff is going on with Fleetwood Mac. I've thoroughly enjoyed Fleetwood Mac. I probably don't love him as much as others, but, you know, my father brought me to a bunch of Rose Bowls. I remember when, was it Tusk? And the USC band was a part of it. That was unbelievable. So, like our boy Jim Pete was on earlier. He was talking about how essential Fleetwood Mac was growing up. I love a variety of different music. I've talked about that. Part of the reason why I love that we've been doing this for multiple years now, these music themes, is whether it was Dan or now Dave, just picking tunes. And sometimes it's artists we've all heard of. And other times it's a theme and it's music I've never heard of. So I was thinking as I looked on Twitter and how just devastated people were. And I thought, is there anybody for me that would just crush me musically? And they're not to some levels. Like for me, I retweeted this the other day, Dave. I forget who put it out there, but it was it would have been Lyman Bostock's. I think it was his 72nd birthday. And because my father dragged me around so much, I was brought to places that I never should have been brought. Most athletes either gave me the pat on the back or wonder why I was there. Lyman Bostock was just different. He engaged me. He talked to me, needled me all the time. He checked up on me. I remember Twins and Angels played just days before Lyman was brutally killed. And Lyman's death as a kid just rocked my world because I was like, I just talked to the guy. But I get how people in music, you know, I like music from the 70s better than the 80s. Like I joke about this a lot. I just don't like Journey. I don't like R.E. Speedwagon. You know, and some of this is 70s, 80s, but like I looked at one list here of famous singers of the 70s. Elton, amazing. Gay, amazing. When is Van Morrison come into the mix? You know, some amazing ones. For you, Dave, and I want to hear from people. If fill in the blank, this individual singer or a band, and they passed away. More likely, obviously, an individual from either the band or individually. Who would it be, and it would impact you the most? It would bring the memories back. It would bring joy. It would bring sadness. It would flood you with stages of your life. I can think of tunes now that I think of a time in my life or a person in my life. Who do you have that comes to mind for you, Dave? And I'd love to hear from a bunch of people on this one. Who would grab you the most, like Christine McVie, and if, whether it was just her or how essential Fleetwood Mac was for so long. I mean, they were massively popular. 651-461-9226. Who do you have, Dave?
As a kid growing up, I was 90s country. That's all I listened to. So, you know, somebody like Garth Brooks, that would absolutely affect me. That would bring me back. Once I got into high school, I moved more towards rock music because I heard Weezer for the first time. And I was into them for many, 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 many years. Still love them. So, you know, if their lead singer, Rivers Cuomo, were to pass away, that would obviously bring back. They're probably the band that they're definitely the band I've seen most in concert. Sadly, though, we had one not that long ago when Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins died.
Right.
I saw them in concert with Weezer in probably, 04, 05. And at the time, Foo Fighters were fine in my book, but I wasn't really into them all that much. It changed for me at that concert when I saw them live and said, holy cow, this band is incredible. And I, got every CD I could at the time, listened to everything I could, and I've been a huge fan since then. So that one, I'm still bummed about that. Still absolutely bummed. And, that one really, that was probably the first time where, a musician leaving this earth, frankly, far too early, obviously, for Taylor, where I was, for a couple days, just kind of in a little bit of a fog.
They are an amazing concert band. Three or four times for me, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm with you. That one absolutely got to me. If you told me right now, current group, I would most want to see when they're still either near their peak, at their peak, or not too far from it, they're probably at the top of my list, Foo Fighters. So totally. And then just the circumstances with Taylor, too. Let's do this. A lot of text coming in. So it could be somebody current. It could be somebody when you think of a younger part of your life. If they passed away, they were an artist on their own or they were an integral part of a band, and it would grab you because of the fun it would bring, the sadness it would bring. The fun, not the fun of you happy the past, but it would remind you of all the fun you had because of their music. Who do you have? 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, we're talking about Christine McVie, her passing. Individuals, if they passed away, would have a powerful impact on you, including Christine McVie, right, and what Fleetwood Mac was. Dave, you mentioned Norm Macdonald. It's just they are people who entertain us, and you don't have to be somebody who's obsessed with somebody either. They just can be a huge part of what you enjoy or who you enjoy or comedy or actors. So many different ways to look at it. Let's look at some of the text. Like Fleetwood Mac early on with Peter Green when they were strictly a blues band, lost interest when they turned pop, did see Lindsey Buckingham and Christine Northrup in 2017. Got to say it was outstanding. Yeah, I think when people think of how California-like that we think of Fleetwood Mac, for some they're like, wait a sec, how is this bluesy? But they're still playing that bluesy feel. Springsteen, Loverboy, Seeger, Rolling Stones, Eagles, for a start. Doobie Brothers, Tom Johnston, or Patrick Simmons would floor me. Couple people saying Ozzy. I think a lot of us are stunned that Ozzy's still with us, Dave.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Right? I mean, I'm glad. Keep staying.
Between him and Keith Richards, my goodness, good for them.
Mick will have a bigger impact globally than Keith, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying two rock stars that live hard.
Not by a lot, though, right? I mean, Keith Richards is huge part of that band, you know? I mean, Mick might be the greatest front man of all time.
Yeah.
More text. Not for me, but if Kenny Chesney died, my wife might grieve as much, if not more, than I died.
That would be my wife with Tim McGraw.
Yeah. Bruce would lay me out. I'd be in the news. I don't want to hear it. When Troy Gentry from Montgomery Gentry died in a helicopter, that got me. Andrew Lloyd Webber, Springsteen. He provided the soundtrack to my life. You know, so much for me with Springsteen is I came to him a lot later. Like, he was certainly around earlier. That was my period where I just, if anything was massively popular, I just acted like I was against it. But Springsteen would be a huge one for me, too. Elton John. I've probably seen Elton more than anybody. That'd be a huge one. John Prine certainly had a big effect on a lot of people a few years ago when he passed. Donald Fagen, Al Green, Stevie Nicks. All these texts coming in. Thanks so much for sending them to me. Crushed by the Death of Tom Petty. He is the soundtrack. Bob Dylan. Pat Benatar was my adolescent crush. James Taylor. Let's see. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Elvis, Costello, Bob Dylan. You should hear Fleetwood Mac's version of Black Magic Woman. Ooh, I don't think I've heard that yet. On Tennis Shoes. Aren't you stylish? Well, I am. Thank you. 9,000 people wear On Tennis Shoes right now, like in Plymouth. So I don't think they're that unique anymore. They're everywhere. Major Garrett, Shaletta, Matthew Collar, and maybe we'll do Am I Wrong, Dave. We talk about Am I Wrong all the time, then we just fill it up with content.
Yeah, you want to hear your voice more. I get it.
That's it. That's it. It's all me. I think I'm getting a headache from my fall on the ice. I'm not real happy. Linus Construction Time Check is 257. Any gutter issues, reach out to Andy Lindis. Jason DeRussia and Dan Cook will take you home right here on CCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.